meditation means ahankara bhimura. The more we get material possession, our false egotism increases. I love you. Things not powerful. Adroham. Vyanasi. Osi mamatma. These are just this 16th chapter. What is the meaning of this ahankara? Because Bhimurasana, if I have got this motor car, I have got this property. But within a second it can be finished. There is another, it is a law. That is what it is. He sees, actually. But he permits. That is called Bhimurasana. He's seeing everyone. Our time and nature's time is different. So many Hitler, so many Napoleon, so many Gandhi, so many Jawaharlal came and went. But they do not see. Prasanna pina pasya. If they are seeing, actually, still they do not see. Blind. In India, the Mohammedans can rule the world, the Mughals. The Englishman can rise there, everything gone. But son, nothing, nothing. This is called Bhimura. That is going on. Material civilization means ahankara Bhimura. By false egotism, they are bewildered, blessed. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has translated this that Jaravidya ka maya bhoyog. All this material advancement has to be in sense. It is the paraphernalia of maya. Because you cannot enjoy it. But you are thinking, I possess something, possess something. He will not be allowed to enjoy, but he still. Therefore, all these material possessions are the paraphernalia of maya. So, what is wrong there? The wrong is this. Jaravidya sa maya bhoyog. Tumara bhajane kala. They are hindrances for advancement of Krishna consciousness. That is the aim of human life that you forget. So, Kumar Bhajan is Bhadha. Anitya Sanghare is Mohajan Manya. The result is that he becomes more attached to this temporary world and remains with us. Because without being rascal, nobody comes in this material world to enjoy. As soon as anyone has come to this material world, he is a rascal. Krishna Bhagavati Bhagavan Chakra, Pasate Maya Kati Bhagavati.
Srila Prabhupada, in some parts of the Bible, describes how things were being carried out, and let's say that the activities were going on according to the will of God. Does that mean that there was a God-conscious civilization then?
Activities? The activities are going on. The sun is rising by the will of God. The moon is rising by the will of God. You are being punished by the will of God.
But they described that people were worshipping and that children were being born. Children were being born according to God's will.
Yes.
It's described in
certain parts. Yes, will be born. Yes. If you are if the child is sinful, then it will go to the womb of mother, will kill him. Yes, sir? By the wind.
But
so the punished one who has used contraceptive and abortion methods, that by the will of God he'll enter another mother and the mother in Kenya.
But the Bible, it indicates...
I mean, you see, cry, understand, you are very good Bible quoter. Cry to understand, each and every. Okay?
Yes.
Simply you go on quoting, but you understand what is that quotation. By the will of God. You have come into life by contrasting the thought. Now you enter in the womb of another mother and be killed. That is life.
So what is described there is not, was not actually God consciousness? Or
it is God consciousness, if you understand it. That I am now being punished by the will of God. I have done sin directly. That is the God.
God gives what everyone wants. If it requires that, they'll get that.
You wanted this punishment, that's how you get it.
People are thinking that the punishment is something worse than this, that this is very nice, we can live here and be happy, and the punishment is in hell.
That is the nature of the living being. That he is happy by nature. Because he is part and parcel of Krishna. Satchidananda Vigra. So Ananda is nature. But he is trying to find out nature in sinful life. That's why he is being punished. That he does not.
So that's his ignorance.
That is ignorance. His nature is to become happy. He is happy. Happy. It's like our natural position is we are healthy. Nature has made this body. But it creates a situation that we become sick. And at that time you see, I'm infected. I have been contaminated. Go to the doctor. Injection. But the latter life is no disease.
Yes.
Otherwise, but you create a situation that will become disease.
Otherwise it wouldn't be called disease because it would be normal to be sick. But disease means abnormal.
Normal life means no sickness.
Yes.
And as soon as there is sickness, that means punishment. So if you want to be punished, then violate the hygiene law. You can see that there is hospital and medical and treatment and medicine for whom?
Sick people.
No, for the human society. Not for the bad way, but they follow nature's way. But these rascal violence nature so and so.
What about for the devotees here, Prabhupada? Sometimes they are very sick, and some of these.
Devotees to become devotees not so cheap. Don't think that because you have got a pillow, you have become devotees. Why do you think that? That Pasuya Thakre, you are Koli Chala. Naki Pillow, Golayama. Here is another follower of Koli. She has got pillows. And mala. Sādhu bhajan kacchan mamu sangale parerva. She is worshipping and bhajan, taking another's life. Sādhu bhajan kacchan mamu sangale parerva. Eutrat kolicya. There is a servant of Kodi. Simply, he has changed his death with tilak and mala. If you take tilak and mala and do all nonsense things, then you are not a devotee. You are called chala. So become a devotee is not so easy.
Devotee means perfect.
Oh yes. Devotee means sagunahan samatitta ekaan brahma bhuya sarva. He is above this earth, material law. That is it. Brahma Bhuya. He is in the Brahma school. That is it. Yes, that means how it is. Because I got a tilak and mala, I become devotee. this kind of cheating in life.
And in this modern age, this cheating is very prevalent.
Modern or old. Anyone who is a conditioned soul, he has got cheating propensities. Poor defects, one of them is the cheating propensity.
Yes. But the mental stage in this age is very strong. Mental. They think mentally they have found the solution.
That they can do.
But they
in mind you can think, I have become emperor of the world. That you can do. You can check. But that is not the
actual. That is the characteristic.
That is mental concoction. Within mind you can think, I have become the proprietor of the brand. Man. It's a man.
They have so many philosophies, but it's all mental.
All mental. We say that, don't say philosophy, we say mental philosophy. Philosophy means one, tattva-darshan. Like this guy, tattva-darshan. One has seen the truth, these words. And we is hovering in the mental concoction platform. He's a rascal. I think, he said, there's a whole European philosophy.
I believe.
In my opinion, he's a rascal and he is giving his opinion.
Laws of karma written?
Laws of karma is, you touch fire, finger is burnt. It is okay. You cannot have it.
They're so complicated though. Are they actually written?
This is the law of karma. If you do something which is forbidden, then it's a law. It is law. All you know. Do both, good and bad. That is law. Either you take the result good or the bad.
To a devotee, it is very clear the laws of karma. He sees how that God, Krishna, is just.
Devotee means satsukas. He has seen the real truth. Devotee means who follows Krishna. So Krishna is giving the real truth. If you test, then you do it. If you don't test, then you don't do it.
So what is the role of mercy? What is the role of mercy? If one takes or doesn't take.
Mercy means, suppose you are a devotee, unknowingly, or by some bad habit you have done something wrong. That is excuse. But if you intentionally do that I am devotee, Krishna will excuse me, then you are right.
That's the greatest offense.
Yes. Cheating. Cheating Krishna. Cheating Krishna. That is to be punished. You cannot cheat Krishna. But he by accident, knowingly, unknowingly, has done something which is not good. That is it. Sapada Murana Bhajatan Priyas. If you are actually, because you have given so much service to Krishna, you have become very dear to him, so unknowingly, you have done committed excess. Bhajatan Priyas is what it is. You must have to become very dear to him. Then, if you accidentally commit something, that is excess.
What does unknowingly mean?
Unknowingly, suppose you are a smoker. So, now you have given up everything. But, in the association of some smoker, you enter, let me smoke. Then you regret, it can happen. So that is excuse. But if you think, now I am a devotee of Krishna, I can smoke like anything, and everything is excuse. Then you are arrested.
Also, Srila Prabhupada, we are knowing that we are so simple and we are so rascals, but having the opportunity of association of pure devotee and Krishna, that's also mercy.
Yes.
Because we can see that we are, our hearts are not clean. And we are constantly thinking of Maya, we are
constantly.
And this is mercy.
You are being educated. Not that 10% mark you are getting, but because you are trying to be educated. So, that is also good. That is also good.
Therefore, the association is most
important. Oh, yes, very important. So that if I commit some mistake, I'll regret. So, my other associate will come to him. That chance will get.
So we pay a little attention to Krishna, but Krishna gives us a lot of attention.
Oh, yes.
That is
if you go forward Krishna one step, he comes forward 10 steps.
Yes.
That is his mercy.
That is mercy.
Yes.
I just read on one of the pages of that Bhagavatam, where it's in the third part, that Krishna desires that we go back home a lot more strongly than we desire to go back home.
Therefore he comes. He is very anxious to take back his sons back to home, back to his father. If he sees my son is suffering there, leaving home, he tries to get him there.
Unfortunately, we don't even desire.
But therefore your madness.
But the materialist will see the Prabhupada that if God is, if he is actually wanting us to go back, then why is he causing suffering?
Huh?
If he wants us to come to back home to God,
you are suffering. He says, come back. You don't go.
Because he's given you freedom. And this is
he said, my dear boss, Sagadhanman, Puritajima, and Krama, but you don't do. You must suffer. It is your creation, suffering. He must suffer.
You say if he is all loving, why is he
loving back? Yes. Yeah, I love you, I say that do this, if you don't do it. Then yes, you must suffer.
So the suffering is his mercy also.
Yes.
Suffering when he is when purified. Mm. Suffering is the process of purification.
Mm. And part of his law. Within his law.
You have infected some disease to suffer than the where are suffering from? With God. By suffering.
So the pure devotee is Satchidananda Vigraha.
Yes.
So this question of freedom of Jiva and control of Krishna, that this, there is freedom, but at the same time there is no freedom, is a very fine line between the two that sometimes we do not understand.
But why don't you understand? Just like you belong to a true nation, the America. Does it mean you are free to do anything and everything?
It's a limited freedom.
Yeah.
It's a fine line between this freedom.
You say, I belong to this free nation. Yes, you are free. But that does not mean that you can do anything and everything.
Let's take that example of the habit. So someone is smoking out of habit. So again, so is he free in that smoking, or is it
Has he completely surrendered his freedom? Just like in your country, the government has written on the cigarette box that it is harmful to health. But if you still smoke, that is your risk.
For freedom, you can smoke, but you can not avoid suffering from the result.
Yes.
You have to suffer.
Yes.
This is the law.
This is the law.
You smoke. And you cannot smoke outside the laws. You cannot smoke.
It is already warning is there that if you smoke, you suffer. Mm. And if you still do that, you suffer. What can you say? Come on.
The freedom is always there. Minute independence.
Minute.
Freedom is responsibility.
Yeah.
Just like they say that you have the freedom to yell, there's a fire in a theater. But you don't.
How many examples are there? Freedom is there. But you are not absolutely free to do whatever you like.
Because of the stringent laws of nature.
Because you are small. That is children. He has got freedom playing. But when he is doing something wrong, whatever, don't do this. But if he does it, even his children, if he is child, he will suffer. He cannot say, I'm child, I did not suffer. No, that does not happen. You must suffer. You must suffer, even though you are child.
And Srila Prabhupada
takes care of my child, don't do this, don't touch her. But he still is touches. He must suffer. The fire will not exclude because he's child. That is necessary.
Srila Prabhupada?
Nature's law is that.
This idea of freedom and independence, is it possible for anyone theoretically to surrender to Krishna at any time?
Yes.
So, let's say someone is in a very degraded condition of life, modes of ignorance, passion. Their mind is always disturbed. Is surrender to Krishna, is it possible that it can be independent even of the mind? In other words, let's say someone's
mind
is good.
You are independent of the mind always. It is your mind. You are not mind.
Yes.
Then you are independent of mind. Okay.
So even a person immersed in the mode of ignorance can, by some good fortune, surrender to Krishna?
No good person does. Krishna says, you do it, you do it.
So the instant
of fear immediately become person. There is no question of waiting for becoming person. You become person immediately. Suppose if I say, take this bag, $100,000, you can take it, immediately become this way. Why don't you take it?
How does Kripa Siddhi work, Srila Prabhupada? Kripa Siddhi, how does that work?
Kripa Siddhi means that you're not willing to take this bag. I say, take it, take it, take it. That is you. Even if you are unwilling, I give you in your pocket, push it. That is it.
We should not wait for that. I'm sorry.
Individual freedom, when he is ignorant, it's not really freedom because it's completely under
and when
control.
He gets the money,
no,
and
the freedom
it, and he sees my poverty is gone, then he becomes thankful. No, it is so much that he has given me.
That's the point. The individual freedom, when he is in the mode of ignorance, is completely under the laws of material nature. When the individual makes spiritual advancement,
we should always know our freedom is limited.
Limited, yes.
But we are not because we absolute.
Yes.
How we can, your freedom can be absolute.
Yes. So the karmi thinks his freedom is limited to thinking, am I going to eat this meat, rare or well done? That is the sort of freedom he is getting.
No, you have to.
Completely ignorant.
Just like a thief.
Yes.
He just has lost his conscience. First of all, I've seen
this or this.
This or this. But he knows that if I do it, he shall be punished.
Yes. But when an individual... Is that actual freedom, though?
Huh?
Is that freedom? I mean, is it...
No, I've already said that you cannot have absolute freedom.
No. No, but is it spiritual implicated in that decision in any way? Or is it just the modes of nature working? Well, I'll take this instead of that.
Not in that.
Is the spiritual implicated in that decision? Or
what is that decision?
The material let's say I'll go to the cinema or I'll go to the restaurant. Is the spiritual implicated in that decision in any way? Or is it simply the three modes of material nature working?
I do not follow. What is it?
There's a situation. Either I'll go to the cinema or I'll go to the restaurant. So is the spiritual...
Both of them are sinful.
Yes. So how is the spirit soul involved? Is the spirit soul choosing or is the decision already made by his karma?
Made by his modes, material nature.
Karma, you can make it. You are doing that. Karma is creating every moment by desire. Karma is what is that? Thinking, feeling, willing. You think of suffering, then you do it. That means you create your karma. You are thinking that I shall go to the cinema, then you go. That is karma.
The question is choice.
Yes, that is
choice.
That is desire.
comes out.
That poor bhakti means you shall not desire anything except to serve Krishna.
Yes.
Then you are safe. Because you are desiring so many things for your sense gratification, you are becoming impotent.
So the point is that...
That's why I guess, good time. He has decided, I shall do only what my father said. Then he said, and as soon as he misuses his independent little illness, he is completely. So decide like that, that I shall not do anything which is not ordered by Krishna. Then it is all. Other is a make it zero. Then you are safe. Krishna simply do that. What Krishna says. Then you are safe.
What
do you to do that? That is your thing. You're misusing it. You're misusing. Then you must have. The government says, do according to the law. Then you are safe. Government will give all protection. And if you violate law, you must have.
Take it that there is a man, Srila Prabhupada, who is not very learned in Shastra, but he only simply does what his guru tells him.
Does he require learning? When the father says he does. Does he require any university education? He's my father.
Lot of people do not know Shastras. They know only what the Lord
is. That is the nature. The child generally abides by the orders of the parents. They play. The parents are, don't do it. Sit down. Immediately. That is the nature. So why don't you break your nature? That my duty is to carry out the order of the Supreme Court. Then you are safe.
And when you carry out that order, you fully surrender, then you enjoy full freedom.
Yes. That is,
that
full
is
freedom.
The freedom.
Yes, that is freedom.
That is absolute.
Full freedom means to be under the order of the Supreme. That is full.
That is the point.
That is full freedom.
The cinema or restaurant is not freedom. It's completely conditioning under the laws of material nature. But fully surrendered, so he's fully free.
I mean, if he's simply, even if you go on to go to cinema.
He's still responsible for going.
And you ask, Father, I wish to see cinema. And Father says, all right, so that is not safe. But you go in your own way, that is safe. Deva tattena bhundi, ha!
Sometimes it's difficult as devotees for us to know whether we're doing the right thing or whether we're just speculating.
That's why we have to confront the Guru.
Yes.
Because we are not surrendered.
But even in small things, just day-to-day activities.
No small thing. Everything big thing. For a Guru.
Yes.
Right.
I just got to think about the way to do that, of course, is to read your books.
Yes.
By reading your books, then
yes,
all of
your books, yes.
Even practical, everything practical.
But without attitude of devotion, nothing will work.
Mm-hmm.
Attitude of devotion must be there.
It's a devotion is there, otherwise why don't you come to our camp? But it must be properly read. So don't miss it. If you go to school and if you don't read books, then you'll fail in the exam.
But the attitude of devotion should be there every moment, so everything is very beautiful. Everything is a big thing. When we go out, we should realize
that
we're being for Krishna.
That is faith. Manwala, think of Krishna in life. Very easy. Manvana. All I think of Krishna, then there is no Krishna at all. Manvana Bhavan Bhakta Madhyadi Bhavan Namaskar. These four things, if he sticks it down, he stays. all the sins of Krishna become his devotees. Often we can say, Manmala, Madhyaji, and Vatsuka. This is Diti Vatsu. Natural engaged in all his thinking, offering of his thing. And if you strictly follow all these four principles, Mami Vaishasi Yatam, you are coming back to me. Without any doubt. But if you stop thinking Krishna, you are thinking something else, planning something.
I was speaking to him 2 days ago. He says that he turned over that temple to us. He wants to meet you, so I'm going to call him to come and see you.
Yes.
He's a big talker, but I was flattering him, and I said, if you transfer it over to... He said, I'll do it when Prabhupada comes. So I'll tell him to come and see you today, and I told him if he transfers it over to us, then we can build better on the top. He has already built something downstairs, and we can make it a very beautiful temple. We call it Bhimsen.
Yes.
He wants to become famous. I said everybody will know that you built a temple.
So, good idea.
Yes, the location is very good. It's right in the center. And they have Radha Krishna deities there.
Mm.
Plus they have Ram, Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman, which we can also worship.
Oh, yes.
Only problems, they have Durga.
Durga, sir. They can run that day, giving Durga the prasadam of Ram.
Okay, if something can be worked.
Not that is. If you can worship ordinary human being, why not Durga?
Yes.
But we give prasada, isn't it? But don't tell all this to me.
No, I didn't tell him anything.
We do not say that we do not believe in the demigods. No, we believe. But that's servant. That's all. We cannot make the servant as the master and the equal to him. That is. He worship Durga. Krishna Sriti Pulaya Sadhana Shakti Reka Chai Vadhurani Divati Durga. Now what is the function? Ichchana Vadhurani Jasnata Krishna Sriti Sa Govinda. She is acting by the desire of the Supreme Lord Govinda.
Better devotee than we are and should be worshipped.
Oh, yes.
As a devotee.
Yes, as a devotee. Just like we say, Prabhu. Prabhu, you are master. So, because you are devotee, we accept it. As master. Master may come ready to serve you. Because you are devotee. I am a servant. Dasa 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 anu dasa. Because you are devotee, I am prepared to serve you. Others not.
So the demigods sometimes forget their position.
Why you are serving me? If I have been an ordinary person, why? You will not. Because you accept that you are devotee, that will be. That's as soon as we find a devotee, immediately serve. Shariya Vaishnava Seva Nistar Pe Sikhi. Without serving a devotee, what can be?
Yes.
Any better?
Yes.
What do you do?
Yes.
So we can serve the devotee.
the prophet? Why?
Bhagavan Maharaj was offered whatever he liked, he said. He said, no, no, I don't want anything. Please engage me in the service of your servant. He rejected everything. He simply said, we just ask you. Kindly engage me in the service of your servant. That is what.
To the prophet.
He did not want even that service. Engage me in your service. He did not know. He said, engage me in your servant service.
So if we see people in the world as potential devotees, we should also serve them so they can become good devotees.
That is not service. That is mercy.
Oh.
One is potential devotee to show him mercy, develop him to become a devotee. That is mercy. That is not service. Service can be rendered to the higher person.
Yes.
And to the lower person, he can show you mercy.
Oh, that's a good distinction.
That's the same.
Is that in Upadesha-marita?
Yeah. One who is lower than you, he requires your mercy, give him mercy.
Mm.
And who is higher than you, give him service. Not that the Vivekananda.
Yes.
That's everyone's service. No, service to the higher person. And to the lower part, much.
Someone asked me the other day if I knew Swami.
Equal person, friendship.
Yeah.
If equal, friendship.
Hmm.
If higher, service. And if lower, much.
An envious ignorer.
Yes, ignore. Later, and you go to hell. Not much.
Somebody asked me the other day if I knew Swami Vivekananda. I said, Viveka who? He said, Vivekananda is very famous in the West, you know him? I said, Viveka who? I have never heard him.
He's made some propaganda.
That's good enough to stick.
So, Prabhupada, if one serves the higher devotees and shows compassion to less advanced devotees, then what is the question, say, for a position that, of an advanced devotee is feeling himself to be the lowest? So, is that distinction still there of highest and lowest? If he's feeling himself to be the lowest?
He doesn't feel that. He's... He takes sympathy that here is a person, he can be a devotee, so let me raise him to the standard. He does not think that he's lower. Devotee always thinks that he is lower than the worm. But it is a duty. It is a duty. It does not mean that he is thinking I am high.
Oh.
No.
Again, mercy.
Mercy.
In other words, he doesn't consider that he's advanced and that therefore he's showing mercy to lower.
Yeah. He is always thinking I am lower than the one, and Lord Krishna wants. So let me do something.
That is our occupation, to show mercy to
us. Yeah.
And amongst devotees, God's brother. An advanced devotee is one who sees that everybody is serving Krishna so nicely, so let me assist them. Let me facilitate their service.
Therefore we say Prabhu. Prabhu means you are my master. Please order me. What can I do for you? That should be it. Rudak Prabhu, please come here and brush my shoes. What kind of Prabhu? He should say, Rudak Prabhu, can I brush your shoes? I read it here. Not that Rudak Prabhu, come here and brush my shoes. other devotees in river town for morning class.
For the walk?
Not for spa. At least we shall hold morning class or not.
Oh, yes.
A few devotees are staying at the hotel here.
There is a program tonight if you would rather. Sit. If you, there is a program this evening going out. The Rotary Club. So if you would rather get to the class this evening.
Regularly we hold morning class anyway. That morning class is not going to be held here.
In the temple we have it, they had it this morning.